Well, today, Fed Vice Chairman Donald L. Kahn, the number two man at the Federal Reserve, announced his plans to step down this June. Now, this is going to leave a third seat open out of seven, which President Obama will be in charge of filling, in what some are calling a historic opportunity to reshape the central bank. And if we consider the Fed to be the most powerful economic body in the world, then is the future of the economy more than ever in Obama's hands? Well, here to discuss it with me, I have Anthony Randazzo from Reason Magazine. Anthony, thanks for being here. Yep. So is this really as big of a deal as we like to say it? Is Obama now in this all-powerful position, or because these people are only there for a couple of years, does it not really compare perhaps to appointing someone to the Supreme Court because they're there for life?
Right. Well, it depends on actually how Obama plays it, because if he just replaces Don Cohn, who is the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, who's outgoing, if he just replaces him, that's only a four-year term. It definitely would not be like a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. However, he could move one of the current members of the Federal Reserve to that position for a four-year term, put somebody in Cohn's place to fill out the last 6 years of his broader term, and that person then could, after those 6 years, get reappointed to another 14-year term and spend 20 years on the Federal Reserve Board. So it has the potential for Obama to put in somebody there for 20 years. And it's probably not necessarily going to go down like that. He's probably going to put somebody in directly as the vice chairman role, particularly in these economic times. He's going to want to put somebody that's aligned with his particular philosophy into that role. But given that there's two other slots, this is definitely has the potential to be a historic opportunity.
Well, I guess we'll have to see what he does with it. And speaking of that, do you think that at this moment in time, I think a lot of people would expect Obama to fill these positions with people that aren't closely aligned with Wall Street, so there isn't all the finger pointing going on, and quite the opposite, he can say he really is trying to change the system. Do you think that he'll actually hold true to that, or will he backstep a little?
Obama is going to be very, very aware of the political ramifications of whoever he appoints. I'm guessing that he's going to put somebody that's already closely aligned with him, someone like Larry Summers or Christina Romer or Austin Goolsbee, who are already in the White House, who have already been involved in everything that's going on, that can sort of more or less make a smooth transition into that, and who also can represent his ideas there. He also could put somebody in there like Elizabeth Warren, who's definitely an outsider. She's a professor at Harvard. She's also trying to craft this Consumer Financial Protection Agency, which I personally don't think is a very good idea. The Obama administration is promoting it, and by putting her on the Federal Reserve Board, they can get those consumer ideas into the Fed, and they can avoid having somebody that's closely aligned with their administration and somebody that's not on Wall Street. It's sort of like a political win-win. It's going to be either somebody close to him in the White House or somebody like Elizabeth Warren, who's definitely outside the system. I don't see a Wall Street lifer stepping into this role.
But is it really a win-win situation? I mean, at the same time, these people have to be confirmed by the Senate. So could Republican senators really, you know, start showing their muscle here?
You could see Republicans stepping up, but you know, really when it comes to the Senate, this is a wide-open ballgame. Bernanke got 70 votes, but it wasn't all Democrats who voted for him. It was actually relatively split. You had a lot of Republicans have voted for him, yet a lot of Democrats have voted against him. So it's not necessarily just the Republicans that Obama has to worry about. It's a broader sort of like spectrum of concerns in the Senate, particularly a lot of senators that don't like the Federal Reserve right now. The financial services overhaul, regulation overhaul plan that's being talked about in the Senate, the one that was being talked about in the Senate was scaling back the power of the Fed, whereas the House wanted to give more power to the Fed. You're gonna have a whole bunch of concerns amongst those senators. It's not just going to be the GOP.
Okay, but does Ben Bernanke still really run the show? Because recently he was on Capitol Hill, had a slew of hearings, and he was telling everybody that interest rates won't be changing anytime soon. And yet still everyone is up in arms about these seats being open, especially with Kahn's seat needing to be filled in June when he steps down. Like, are all these concerns really warranted? Or if Ben Bernanke says it'll be okay, then it really will be okay.
Well, I mean, Bernanke's still running the show, absolutely. But you know, these are important. It's not just when interest rates are going to rise. It's also banking supervision. It's consumer regulations. It's monetary policy in general. It's how do we unwind this 2.5 $1.2 trillion balance sheet that the Fed has. There's a lot of issues that these governors look or have oversight over. I mean, these are essentially the executive committee of the Federal Reserve. They have a lot of day-to-day operations. They're not just there as figureheads. They're not just there as political guys. They're there doing hardcore analysis. So it actually really is important to get somebody in there that has a good wide breadth of knowledge that can fit a role that the Fed needs. So it's not just politics. It's what's underlying what the Fed really, really needs in order to operate well.
Now, let's say, also I want to bring it back to this Wall Street idea. If he were to put somebody in there that had absolutely no ties to Wall Street, would we instantly see the markets react to this?
Probably not. I really don't see the markets freaking out one way or another, depending on who he puts in there. I mean, unless it's just a completely left-field pick, I think the markets are going to figure out what the president's going to do. He's going to be very transparent in this process. Everybody's going to kind of see this coming down the pike. It's not going to be a wild card, and I don't think the markets are going to react too violently one way or another.
All right, I think that we'll have to see. Anthony, thank you for joining us. That's right now. Three seats are available on the Fed as Khan, I forgot his first name. Don Khan, thank you. The number two man has announced that he'll be stepping down in June today. And a lot of people are now saying that Barack Obama has the future in his hands, as he might now be able to shape the most powerful economic body in the world.